The judge is going to help take care of her.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas. Let's visit with the fellows at the Gum Springs Gas Emporium.
Sam, want to do some trading this Saturday?
Yeah, come on over.
Trading what?
Well, what do you got?
I got a pair of browns and two white giants.
Well, what are you trading?
I don't know white giants.
Well, what are y'all talking about?
Pigeons, Jesse. I'd like a pair of them browns, though.
What you give me for?
Will you two stop? You knew that on Saturday. Sam, clean up all this trash on that desk. Leon, you gonna pull that telephone cord out of the wall? Why are you doing that anyway?
Well, Aunt Reese has said her line is too long. I was just trying to pull some up back up here.
Oh, just sit down.
I don't think that'll work.
Just keep cleaning, Sam.
Mr. Jesse, you really ought to let Sam rest a while. He worked till after midnight last night.
You did what?
I sure did. I swept till after midnight up there at that community center. I never saw the like of toenails.
Toenails? You sweeping toenails?
Yeah, they said that was the liveliest square dance they'd ever had.
I don't follow anything you guys are talking about. I'm going to town. I gotta go get something for my wife.
How much you want for her?
He ain't in the best mood today, is he?
We really ought to help him more. I believe he works too hard.
It ain't that. Now, his cousin Marvin got a divorce yesterday, and Jesse had to take him up there, and he's been depressed ever since.
Well, that explains it then. That's bad.
Yeah, but now, that judge we got here, he sure is a kind man.
He is?
Oh, yeah, he told Marvin that he felt it his duty to award his ex-wife $50 a month support.
Is that right?
Marvin sure did thank him and said he'd try to help out a little bit too, much as he could.
Well, that is nice. Hear about Mr. Jesse's cousin.
Well, now, Jesse said the case right before him was pretty interesting.
Murder case?
Oh, no. They had this guy charged with smoking in bed, and he caught the bed on fire down there at the motel.
Uh-oh.
But Mr. Otis come up with a brilliant defense. He claimed the bed is already on fire when the man got in it.
Well, that explains it.
Well, now, Jesse said that was the first marital problem his family had ever had.
Well, I don't think so, Sam. Didn't his uncle have a cast on his arm last year?
Leon, marital, with a marriage.
Uncle Seedy's the world's best at it.
At what?
Keeping a marriage happy.
Uncle Seedy?
Oh, yeah, he's extra good. Like last Saturday night when he said he'd be home by midnight, him and a bunch of fellas went coon hunting, and when they got tired of that, they went up at the hunting shack and played cards.
Well, that ain't no problem.
Well, before he noted it, it's 5 in the morning.
Oh, that's a problem.
Well, not for Uncle Seedy. He called Aunt Reese's on the telephone and yelled at the top of his voice. He said, "Don't pay the ransom. I done escaped, and I'll be home in 30 minutes.
She bought that, huh?
Had hot soup waiting.